The ones Tiffany knew hadn't got married either, except for Nanny Ogg, who'd had three husbands. Every now and then a witch might marry a grand husband, like Margaret Garlick of Lancre had done, but witches were not only very busy, they were also apart. Even elderly men would touch their forelock as Tiffany passed. This wasn't just because of respect, but because of a kind of fear as well. Witches had secrets they never told. Well, to people who weren't witches. Alone in the crowd, Tiffany sighed. The witch was different. The witch knew things that you didn't. The witch was someone that perhaps you shouldn't anger. The witch was not like other people. Tiffany Aching was the witch, and she had made herself the witch because they needed one. Everybody needs a witch, but sometimes they just don't know it. And it was working. The storybook pictures of the drooling hag were being wiped away every time Tiffany helped a young mother with her first baby, or smoothed an old man's path to his grave. Nevertheless, old stories and old picture books still seemed to have their own hold on the memory of the world. When it came to the entertainments offered at the fair, Tiffany could take them or leave them, but she always liked to see a good cheese roll. That is to say, a good cheese roll all the way down a slope of the hill. The maker of the cheese that reached the bottom unscathed